Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen. It's the 9th, I think, of August. It's a Tuesday anyway. And I'm in the car. I'm on the way back. I didn't record on the way to work this morning because there were so many people, so many tourists going down my usual way. I didn't really want to walk along and be overheard. Plus, I was enjoying my comedy podcast too much to interrupt. I did get a few funny looks when I chuckled to myself, because I obviously didn't know what I was laughing at. So now I'm back and I'm about to go and pick up the kids a bit earlier today, hopefully. Which should be good, because then hopefully we're going to have a slightly earlier evening and I can have a longer evening today. We're quite busy. I mean, for it being the holidays, there's ridiculously much going on. We certainly managed to catch up with lots of friends and always have sort of a nice afternoon out with some friends. We did yesterday as well, but it all got a bit delayed, so it was quite a long day. I've already managed to get the kids' school shoes. We don't usually do that until the end of August, because I try to get another month out of their feet not growing, and then I go and buy them shoes. But because the local shoe shop where we used to get Amelia's, I noticed last week that they'd closed, and she can only really wear this one particular brand. So I had a bit of a panic, and then found that there's a shoe shop in Marlow on the River Thames that stocks them. So we had a bit of a trip there yesterday after trying the local shoe shop. It's a bit of a round trip for school shoes. But she's very happy because she decided that she wanted lace-ups. I can't really see why, because it's going to take much longer in the morning. I mean, it's going to be good for me because I have shoes with laces that I practically never wear. They're really nice shoes, but I never wear them because I just don't have enough time to stand there, because the kids have, they both had Velcro shoes, so I don't tend to take the time to do our laces. I slip in and I go, kind of thing. Maybe I can wear my shoes now if it's going to take a bit longer. Anyway, but that was something on my mind, so I'm quite glad that we got that sorted. And then there's something going on every day. We also got some bits for the aquarium. So Simon set that up. I think he knows more about it now than I do, because he's read the instruction manual and I haven't yet. But it's quite a lot to it. So far we've got a stand, because you don't realise these things are quite heavy. So we got given this really big aquarium, and I might do some booze about it when I do get round to setting it up. But yeah, it's not as easy as just having a big tank and some fish in there. The fish are just like the last thing. You know how much preparation goes into it before the fish even make it into the tank. So I'm still looking into that. But yeah, we managed to get some gravel and stuff. So I might do some booze about that and talk about how we're going to do that. But we didn't get all the bits. So I looked up what you need to set up a new aquarium, and they didn't have everything in the one we went to. So I'm going to have to go somewhere else. So we'll do that some other time. That's going to be a new hobby. I can see why they call it a hobby now. There's a lot to know about the whole thing. What else? Oh, I definitely wanted to say, because I have been sort of dipping in and out of booze. I don't get as much time to listen now, because obviously the kids are always around, and then it's a bit trickier. But I did want to say congratulations to Bernie, Top Gold. Sounds like they found somewhere else to live, which is fantastic news. So good luck with the move. And I hope you'll be very happy there. And it sounds ideal from what you described. and just how you wanted it. So that would be that'd be great. And you know, so I hope you have a very happy new home there, and one that'll last. But yes, I'm very glad that's already sorted out. That's excellent news. And I also wanted to say congratulations to Gwendolyn, who's become the chair in a local church group. But yeah, I think from listening to you, I think you'll make an excellent chair. And the guy obviously knows you quite well, which is why he asked you to do it. So I think that's really good. And so I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Yes, minutes. Yeah, I'd recommend get someone else to take the minutes. I went on a committee, we had a secretary who was responsible for taking the minutes, but now we don't do that, so we don't have one, so we sort of go in, it's everyone's turn every once in a while. It's impossible to chair and take minutes at the same time. So that's very exciting. So good luck with that. And I'm sorry if I've missed something else that's come in more recently, but I need to do some catching up. Right. That's it for now. So I'll say thank you very much for listening as usual, and I'll check in again as soon as I can. That is a bit tricky at the minute. Right, speak to you again soon. Bye.